Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Hello, world out there. How are you all doing today, this afternoon? This is your host, Virgie Lindsay, here, and welcome to my show, The Grateful Gift Show, the place where opportunities knock and the doors open. So welcome, 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 everybody. Hey, how y'all doing out there, world? I'm doing great today and really excited about this show tonight. It's just a little 30-minute show tonight, so I'm lining up a lot of things, and I have a lot of big plans for the show. As you all know, I've been so blessed to, I've been able to interview so many people. I mean, so many great people at that. I mean, like Grammy nominee winners, Tony Award winning, Pebbles was at this show. Mel Moore was at this show. I mean, we just had a blast, and I've interviewed all kind of people from reality TV shows to celebrity chefs, and my goodness, facial people that makes masks and stuff for your face, the cosmetologist people. I'm talking about some people that made some stuff up for real. But, you know, if you go look in my archives, catch all of my past shows in my archives, and you can catch a lot of people that you know. One of your favorite people probably have been on my show. I've interviewed HBO comedian Eric Blake. He was on this show. There's so many people that's been on this show, though. Charles Maddox, celebrity chef. Charles Maddox been on the show. There's so many people that has been on this show, and I'm just extremely, extremely excited because I've actually been blessed today to book a couple of people, and these are some of your favorite people of all time as well. Today I was able to book a few people that you all know, and I don't want you all to miss it because it's going to be one exciting show for everybody. I mean, a lot of people need help in life, and a lot of people have fell by the wayside and rose back up to greatness again. So we have interviews coming, and we have some exciting lawyers. We're going to be interviewing one of the lawyers. Is one of the top-notch lawyers in Phoenix, Arizona. His name is Benjamin Taylor. So I'm going to put that out there. He's been in the whole nation, national news. I'm telling you, this man is incredible here. Things he's done, so many cases, and I'm not going to be real in depth right now about the cases that he's done, but we're waiting on him to give us a date to book him. So we're going to be interviewing Benjamin Taylor. He'll be here. He's Phoenix's finest, probably one of the country's finest attorneys. I believe he is. All the things that this man has been in the news for is just amazing. And he wins. How many like attorneys that win your case? Man, I love attorneys that can win you a case because I'll be needing that extra chick. You heard me? No, I'm just kidding. But really, he just won so many cases. I mean, police brutality. I'm just gonna leave you to be here the day that I interview Benjamin Taylor. And I want to save this person for last. And this is a very special person. He's he's ranked number two in the world, and he's a professional boxer. And he also went through a lot, but his name is, you all know him as Roger the Dodger Leonard. Yes, he'll be here. He's a published author now. His new book, his book has been out a minute, but it's entitled In the Shadow of a Champ, Pathway to Recovery. In the Shadow of a Champ, Pathway to Recovery. So we're going to support his book so y'all can go out and cop it and stuff. But he's also the older brother. He's older than, they have another older brother, but Roger is older than Sugar Ray Leonard. So it's going to be Sugar Ray Leonard's brother that we'll be having on the show. We're waiting also on a date for him. So as soon as we get the dates, I'll post them, and we'll be wanting you to call in and support these people. I don't know I'm going to be interviewing so many people that you'll be able to support, because like I said yesterday, I promote people. That's what I do. I love promoting other people, and I always love to help people do what they're doing. And if anything can be done that you need help doing it, I'm your girl, because I'll help you get it done with all that's in my powers. But anyway, you can call in at the show right now. Let me see. The call-in number is 929-477-3864. I got to go to the switchboard, so give me a minute to check and see if anybody called in. I invited some people. Ooh, I'm all the way off the switchboard, but I invited some people to call in today, and they said they were going to call in, but they're not here yet. So we're not going to be here that long. Like I said, I'm only going to be here 30 minutes today. I only got like 24 more minutes. So again, I'm just excited about the people we booked. Again, we booked two great people, and they'll be on the show. Hopefully next week we'll be having a date that will be posted here so you can join in the show. And I'm just inviting you ahead of time because this is some shows you don't want to miss. The one is going to be Roger, the Dodger, Leonard. He's ranked number 2 in the world in professional boxing. And he's also the published author. The name of his book is entitled In the Shadow of a Camp, Pathway to Recovery. So you can cop that book also at www.amazon.com. Again, that's Roger Leonard. He'll be here in the house. Roger, the Dodger Leonard. That's the brother, older brother of Sugar Ray Leonard. He'll be in the house. And again, we're waiting on Benjamin Taylor, one of Phoenix's finest, but probably, like I said, he's our country's one of the finest attorneys out there in the way of getting our people justice. How many know that we still have things that has not been justified going on, you know, and we're finding no justice at every turn. I mean, police killings and shooting, I don't really speak on that because it's just some things I just don't talk a lot about, but I really don't condone it and I don't like it. But I will share that, you know, some things as we do the show about my cutie getting killed. The police killed my cutie here in Phoenix, Arizona, Michelle Cousseau, a couple of years back. So it's just a lot of injustice activities are going on and people is not getting justice. But if you need justice here while you're in Phoenix, Arizona, I don't know if he's I have to do a little bit more research and see if he's also available licensed in other states. Benjamin Taylor will be here. If you need justice, you'll be able to get his phone number. I don't know what if you have a police situation going on with you, maybe they harassed you or maybe they even laid their hands on you, you know, assaulted you. I know they assaulted a lady recently. She was an elderly lady. She was like, I think the lady was 80 years old, and she was on the news. I believe it was yesterday or the day before yesterday, but they hit that lady, you know, and I was like, wow, that is just really rude, and they ended up handcuffing her, and I forgot if she went to jail or not, but I seen it on the news, and I was kind of distracted. But anyway, welcome to the Grateful Gift Show with your host, Virgie Lindsay, the place where opportunity knocks and the door is open. And if you would like to call in and give a shout-out to anybody or what you're doing, what events you have coming up, you can call in. The call-in number is 929-477-3863. So call in and give a shout-out and let the world know what you're doing. You'll be able to – I don't care if you want to say what church you go to and – you know, your pastor's name, the address, give the location and the pastor's name, like I said, the name of the church and the times and days that they have church during the weekend on Sundays. We would need that for the public to come out and fellowship with you. A lot of people like the fellowship. I like the fellowship, but I just moved back home, so I haven't found a church home, so I have to pray for a church home. So, but if you need to, just anything, you might be having an event in Phoenix. I know it's a lot of it was some spoken word events going on here, but I don't know what happened because they canceled out Friday, so I don't know if they're still going to be doing it. But I'm going to try to contact the owner or the person that's that at least founded Home Based Poetry and see if they'll be out there again. They're on First Street in Roosevelt over there at the Parsons Foundation Center. I believe it's the Parsons Foundation Center right there. I went one night and it was really nice. If you like spoken words, you would have loved it. So again, if you would like to call in and promote something, the call-in number is 929-477-3863. This is the Grateful Gift Show with your host, Virgie Lindsay, the place where opportunity knocks and the doors open. So I don't have anything coming up until I think probably next Friday. Next Friday, I'll be out with my grandson again. I'm just hanging out with him. He's a DJ. He just became a DJ. DJ Paris French Juice. He'll be over at the cafe. I think it's the Trade. I keep forgetting the name of that cafe, and I've been up there a couple of times. But anyway, I'll keep you posted to the address, though. He'll be there from 7 to 10 p.m. Friday, every Friday, and he DJs. It's a coffee shop, and ice cream is in there, pastries and stuff like that. And the owner is, let me look up some things right now so I can tell you exactly the name of the place, because I don't know why I keep skipping my mind with that, where he's at and stuff. And I've been saying it a lot lately, but I just sometimes stuff just go from your mind for a minute. You know, you have to go and look up stuff. So actually here I have her business card. So let me get her business card out. So she was nice enough to let me sit up there and sell books Friday. Let me see. Where's her card? I'm looking for her card. Now my pictures don't want to show. Okay, here we go. Okay, the name of the place is Fair Trade Cafe, and Perry will be up there Friday from 7 to 10. The owner is Stephanie Vasquez, and it's a coffee place and ice cream, and, you know, if you want some danishes or coffee cake or whatever you like, they most definitely have some pastries available. So, again, that address is 1020 North 1st Avenue. It's right about a half block off the corner of Central and Roosevelt here in Phoenix, Arizona. That's right downtown, center downtown, right across the street from the light rail. And so I don't have any callers in here. I'm a friend on Instagram and Facebook. Where y'all at? Y'all supposed to be in the queue. I should be able to see you in the queue calling in or just listening. I know y'all said you'll be here, but I changed the time, too, but I did post it. I rescheduled it. So let me see what else I need to do, because nobody is called in yet. Maybe. I almost started. Somebody just texted me in the messenger, and they have something about the Mark of the Beast. I almost started reading that to you all. I cannot stand that when you're doing something on your phone and messenger, it pops up. It blocks everything you're doing. Like, I'm trying to type something or see something, and it pops up with whatever they're saying. But anyway, nobody's in the queue on the switchboard. So, anyway, welcome to the show. And like I said, I don't have any – let me see what I got available, what I can share right now, up and coming. It's not I'm going to give you the correct dates right now, because I don't have my schedule right here with me. But let me look it up, and then I'll let you know where I'm going to be at. It's on my Facebook page, though. And you can Facebook me at virgielindsay.com/virgielindsay. And it's the page. I have like three or four pages, but it's the page that has close to 5,000 friends. So I'm also working on booking a lot of people. Oh, you guys will be surprised at who I'm trying to. I'm trying to get Evie McKinney off of the Ford. I just love Evie. I mean, Evie is, man, she's so amazing. I mean, just amazing. Let me see. I'm looking for, I got so many posts up here. So I want to again thank my family for coming out Friday supporting. That was wonderful. Everybody came out there and supported me. And Perry, that was just really nice. Okay, let me see. It's a long ways down here. I'm going to have to find something. I put a lot of posts up here. Let me see. Yeah, it's going to be a ways down, but I'm going to still keep on talking to you. Okay. All right. I still haven't found it. So what I'm going to do, I'll probably wait until the next show, and then I'll just let you all know. I have my schedule for where I'll be at. I'm waiting for Barnes & Noble to call me. Also, I'm waiting for Bookman's bookstore, both are bookstores. I'm waiting for them to solidify some dates so I can have book signings there. So I've got a lot of best-selling authors on here, and I'm looking for some more best-selling authors and stars. You all are welcome. I've had a bunch of movie stars on here in the past, so you all are welcome to come and promote what you're doing and stuff. So I'm still not seeing that. I done posted so much since I was supposed to be doing what I was supposed to be doing. So we'll find it, and then I'll share with you when I look at my schedule exactly when the dates I'll be up there signing books in the locations and I'll have the addresses and the times that I'll be there for you. So far nobody called in. So I may not be here that long because I don't have a lot to share right now except those shows we're waiting for Roger Leonard to book his we booked him, but we're waiting on a date that fits his schedule and his availability. We're also waiting on Benjamin Taylor, but both of them said that they would love to be on the show. And I just want to thank both of them from the bottom of my heart. It means the world to me for both of them to be on this show. So we're going to just kind of wait a few minutes. If you would like to call in, I'm going to keep giving you the call-in number. Y'all don't have nothing you want. Y'all don't have anything you want to promote out there. The call-in number is 929-477-3863. If you want to call in the show, you can call in and promote something. So I'm waiting on anybody to call in to promote for a few minutes, and I'm not going to be here that long like I shared. But again, the call-in number is 929-477-3863. Give us a call. We want to know what's going on in your life, what you're doing productive out there. I know a lot of people are doing things, but we're going to just keep on trying to wait for y'all. I'm going to give y'all like 5 or 10 minutes to call in. Again, the call-in number is 929-477-3863. Also, after the show, I will post it on Facebook. So quite a few people had inboxed me and said they want to share it on their page. And thank you so much, Lady Loyalty. We're giving you a shout-out, Shanna Battle. Thank you so much. And Adrian, I can't say her name right. Adrian, I think I'm going to share her name right now. Now, let me get her name right now. I'm going to have to grab her name, because I don't want to be having nobody mad at me. Don't be mad at me, and don't be hating. No. Nobody's hating it, I know, right now, not today anyway. But anyway, I'm just playing. But hold on, let me find her name, because I'm grateful for the people that's going to post it on their Facebook page as well, so other people can hear. Here, now I got to go all the way back. Hold on. Okay, I'll give you everybody's name. That I want to say hello to Flora Jones. Hey, Flora. I want to say hello to Lily. Hey, Lily. How are you girls doing? I want to say hello to a few people. Shelly. Hey, Shelly Nelson. Charlena. Hey, how are y'all doing? Okay, I'm trying to see. Hold on. Okay, here they are right here. These are the people that were questioning me. Shanna Battle, thanks again. Lady Loyalty, my little niece, she's on here. Also, Adrielle Pittman, that's her name. So thank you, Adrielle. I actually met Adrielle Pittman in Los Angeles. We were walking down the street. I was down the street from my cousin's house, and we was walking down the street, and I met her. She's just like, We were just at the same place at the same time. She's a sweet young lady. So it was nice meeting y'all. But thank you all that commented on the show today. I truly appreciate it. And who else I want to say hey to? I would like to say praise the Lord to Bishop Quincy L. Smith. He's also an attorney, too, in Arizona, you all. And he has a church. And I've seen Bishop preach one time. It was a long time ago. They had something like a musical that was going. It was really far out in Avondale. It was very far. I don't remember where it was, but it was really far. But it was really nice. I haven't been. I haven't been able to find where he be at yet since I've been back home. I want to go back out there and see him. But yeah, home base. If anybody know anything about home based poetry and why they canceled out Friday night, can you please let me know? You can call in the show and let me know if you know. And we want to keep people posted on what everybody is doing. Again, you can call me whenever you get ready to. But again, I'm not getting ready to close the show, and then we'll just keep doing this show every day until I book some people and getting the word out that I'm doing this show again. Like I said, I've interviewed a lot of people, and you all go back to the archives and do, please do me a favor. Please share on your Facebook page, share on your Instagram page at the Grateful Gifts Show with your host, Virgie Lindsay. The place where opportunity knocks and the door is open is back on the air. We going to get some of the good, good people back on the show again. This time I'm going for the gusto this time, you know, because I've just truly been blessed and honored to. And I want to thank everybody that's ever been on this show that gave me the opportunity to interview them. Because when I came to Blog Talk Radio, I knew nothing about broadcasting. I don't have a broadcasting degree. I don't have anything in Linda Williams over at Fox Show, Fox 10 News here in Phoenix. She was trying to get me to go to school to be a journalist. And I don't have any journalist background. This is the background that I have. And it's been years. I've been doing this show for years. But it's been years since I've done it again. So I'm getting back in the swing of it. And I hope I'm talking loud enough. I know when I started yesterday, I apologize. I was really low. So I have to kind of shout for the show for you to hear me. Because I tend to just like start going talking really low. But anyway, we're going to go ahead and end the show. Nobody called in. And let me see if I can get one person to call in. And let me see if they call in. I'm texting them right now. Hold on. Again, the call-in number is 929-477-3843. Again, the call-in number is 929-477-3863. So give me a call in and see. Say hi to me. I'm bored. Ain't nobody to talk to. I'm talking to myself. No, but I'm talking to a lot of people. This show has actually gotten, I think that I read on here yesterday that I got, I'm gonna correct myself if I'm wrong, but I think I got over 100,000 views since I've been doing this show, listeners rather. So that's a lot of people. I am so grateful to all the listeners. Thank you so much for listening and for supporting my show. And if you have never supported it, come on in and support the show. Come on in and drop by the show. Come on in and say hi in the chat room or whatever. And I think you can talk to other people while I'm on here. I've been off the show so long, I have to investigate. I have to do some spy work again. Now I just have to get, upgraded a little bit on, because I'm kind of behind on the switchboard and stuff like that. But I just asked a person to call in. So Flo called in the show. For Colleen. I'm letting it on live. Oh, I said something. When you can't see, child, when you're blind, oh my God, it's so horrible. You type anything. So I gave her an invite. I give her a few minutes to call Colleen. So, again, if anybody want to call in, hey out there, hey world, wake up. Give me a call at 929-477-3863. And also, you can email me at D-I-R-8 is in the number, G-I-E-L, at AOL.com. Or you can email me at Virgie_Lindsay@Yahoo.com. If you would like to be on the show, I would be glad to book you. So, I only have 4 more minutes left on the show, so nobody called in today, but I'm just now getting the word out there. I really haven't been texting people, asking to call in and nothing like that. I'm just letting people know that I'm doing the show. But there's so much that this show entails, promoting my show for myself, for my ratings and for my listeners. We're going to get it done all this week. I'll be on the show and hopefully have booked some 2 people this week. Okay, Benjamin, hey, thank you so much, Benjamin. He just sent me text. He said he is free next weekend, depending on the time. So I have to text him back to you all and let him know that the time is up to him because he's an attorney, so I don't know his schedule. So I work around people's schedule to book the show if what's good for them, and then I make myself available to them. So that's what he said we may be booking him next weekend, this coming weekend, I believe. So, all right, people, I'm going to, okay, I'm going to tell him I'm on the show now, and that I announced him that he's going to be rebooking. I'm telling him the time is also up to him. So I know he goes to church. Me and Brother Benjamin, that's my brother right there. We used to go to y'all know the rapper Mace, Money Mace, back in the day. We was both members of Pastor Mason the Thigh Church, and we were both brothers and sisters at the church. So we only got like 3 minutes. So let me see what he says. If he doesn't tell me, we'll see what happens. I have a reminder for Saturday, August 8th at 9 p.m. Is this? I don't know if this is what he want to do or not. But anyway, you all, I'm going to get off the show because I only have 3 more minutes left. I'm going to wait like a minute and a half and let him try to tell me what time he's available. If not, I will be I'll be back to let you know when we book them. What the dates that they'll be available. So, okay then. So I just I'm asking him, is this a date? Because I don't know what this date is in here. This is not like he wrote it to me. I don't know if it's something else or is he giving me a reminder, because he says Saturday, August. It says here in front of me in our text on Facebook Messenger, it says Saturday, August 11th at 9 p.m., but I'm not sure, so I'm not going to put that date out there yet. So when he hits me back, if he says yes, I'll let you know. If not, I'll let you know tomorrow. So you guys, thank you for tuning in, and look for me to come back on the show tomorrow. I'll probably do like a 1 o'clock, 12 o'clock show for lunch or something like that. So until then, you guys have a great night, and I look forward to interviewing a lot of you, and I am really digging in. So you guys have a great night again, and I love you all. Be blessed. Bye-bye. It's doing, oh, there it goes, I guess.